the word science means to know, whereas we see that science as it exists now, it does not give us proper knowledge, especially knowledge about origin, value, purpose. So shouldn't we rename science as so-called science, and spiritual the devotees are they are the actual real scientists? Yes, that's true. In fact, there is increasingly a differentiation between science and scientism. Scientism is scientific imperialism. Science made into an ideology. And scientism is the idea that science can give all knowledge and science alone can give all knowledge. So basically, when science puts on a halo of omniscience around it, when a halo of omniscience, the science can know everything, that is scientism, that is not science. And the fundamental problem is scientism, that science can give us all knowledge. This proposition itself is unscientific. Because how can anyone, what is the scientific experiment to prove that science can give all knowledge? So the point which I am making is, this is nomenclature. Newton himself never called himself a scientist. He is called himself a natural theologian or natural philosopher. It's in the 18th century, towards the end of the 18th century, that the word scientist started being used for the people who were researching into nature and its workings. So yeah, it's not an accurate word, and we can try to change the usage of the word also over a period of time. But sometimes words have some functional meanings, and trying to fight the usage of that word becomes a big battle in itself. So we may just use that word and point out the limitation. Actually, Prabhupada, he used the word avatar, he used the word incarnation. And the word incarnation, if we see it as the root karna, karna means flesh. And the word incarnation was used originally for Jesus. Jesus is, their Christian idea is, God descended as his son. And God came in flesh. So incarnation literally means to come in flesh. That's how we have the word reincarnation, to come again in flesh. Now Prabhupada used the word reincarnation, but then Prabhupada made it clear that actually Krishna does not come in a material body. So there are terms and there are concepts. Concepts are mental. Terms are verbal. So if you consider there's a big suitcase, and the suitcase is like the concept. The handle for moving the suitcase is the term. So terms give us a handle to the suitcase. So to the suitcase, that is the concept. Sometimes the same suitcase may have 2-3 different handles also. And the important thing is that we may try to rename the term. That can be done. But the important thing is to make sure that, okay, this handle is attached to this suitcase. This handle is not attached to that suitcase. So make sure what the concept underlying is being talked about. So if you clarify the concept, then things will move onwards. Thank you. Hare Krishna.